You're listening to SBS News.
Stephanie Frappart, Manuela Nicolosi and Michelle O'Neill were the officials for the FIFA Women's World Cup final in France earlier this year. But never before has a woman officiated a men's major UEFA competition final. That will change when the trio takes charge of the UEFA Super Cup match between Liverpool and Chelsea. Stephanie Frappart says the three won't have a problem switching to officiating men's football.
I think there is not a lot of difference because football is the same. Only teams play differently, but as a man and a woman, that we cannot referee the same game between women and men. So for me, it's the same because refereeing is the same. So football is the same, it's the same rule. So I will do the same that in women leagues.
The 35-year-old Frappart has been refereeing in the first division in her native France since April. And when she took charge of the match between Amiens and Strasbourg, she was the first female to referee in the French top division. Frappart was previously refereeing in the second division, but has been promoted to the top division's pool of referees full-time for the 2019-2020 season. She says it's been a life-changing year.
Of course, my life changed because I am more popular now in all the worlds. I was also appointed in the first league in France, so I know the feeling, I know the strategy, and I know also my emotion, so I know how to keep it, and I know also how I train for that. So this is not first appointment for me, so I know really the meanings of that.
Frappart has been refereeing since she was 13 and juggled refereeing and playing football until the age of 20 when she had to make a choice between the two. With professional women's football still very much in a developmental stage, Frappart decided to pursue refereeing, culminating in this week's historic appointment. Roberto Rossetti is a former professional referee and is now UEFA's chief refereeing officer. He says the three women have been appointed on merit and hopes they will inspire more young women to take up refereeing.
The reason of that is because they are good. They are good, they are prepared, they are ready, they are strong technically, physically. Just a few days ago, Stephanie passed the men fitness test with the elite referees. She ran a lot. Mentally, she's strong. And this is the main reason. Then, if I hope that she will inspire thousands and thousands of young women referees all over the world, of course, UEFA will be very happy about that.
The only male member of the officiating team for the match is fourth official Cüneyt Çakır from Turkey. The 42-year-old has been a member of FIFA's elite panel since 2010 and has refereed in two FIFA Men's World Cup semi-finals in 2014 and 2018. Çakır says the other three officials won't be afraid of making the big decisions.
They are really brave. They have courage. They don't hesitate to give unpopular decisions. You will see tomorrow. You will see tomorrow. Believe me.
The UEFA Super Cup is an annual match played at the start of the season between the winners of the previous season's UEFA Champions League and UEFA Europa League finals. Chelsea's coach Frank Lampard says the appointments of Frappart, Nicolosi and O'Neill to such a high-profile match is good progress.
In terms of how much respect the game's getting, how many people are watching it, the interest in the game, I think we were very slow everywhere on this, and now we are trying to make strides, and there's still a long way to go, but I think it's a huge moment. It should be very well addressed, and we're all very pleased. As I say, I'm pleased, we are pleased. It's a historical moment that is one more step in the right direction, I'll say.
Liverpool coach Jurgen Klopp agrees.
I'm really happy that we can be part of that historical moment. I think there's so many things in the world out there which we are still obviously not smart enough to make the right decision, so that's a very, very smart decision that we finally can bring a woman to be a referee of a very, very important game and a big game in front of millions of people. And we all, I'm pretty sure, with all the emotions involved and stuff like this in the moment, I can say I'm really sure we all try to help tomorrow night not to make it more difficult than the game itself is anyway. So I will show my best face, if possible. Otherwise, my mom would be angry about this all. And that's normal. So it's the first one, so maybe it makes it a bit more special, but I hope it's not the last one.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.